Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. And I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with a wonderful guest who is an expert on today's topic. And today we are discussing the topic of top multifamily trends for 2020. Joining me by phone is Robert Galdon, Director of Technology Alliances for Multifamily with Allegion. Welcome, Robert.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing great. First of all, that's a pretty broad topic, top multifamily trends for 2020. Everybody wants to know what the challenges are, what's going on in the industry. We're going to talk specifically about some areas that you have expertise in and that Allegion has expertise in. Let's kind of give our listeners a brief outline of the scope of the areas that we're going to be talking about.
Sure.
So tell me a little bit about the trends you want to discuss today.
Well, today, I really want to focus in on technology trends. As we look at this market today in multifamily, we're seeing a lot of technology trends kind of consolidate together. It's been a highly fragmented industry in the past, and I think the ability to solve for both, security and convenience through technologies is really starting to become a reality. So based on that, I'm looking at trends moving into next year that really look at, continual consolidation down at the e-commerce level, namely package delivery. I think everybody that I talked to today really has expressed, what do I do about all these packages? And we know that, for example, what we're seeing on the e-commerce side, we don't anticipate any slowdown there. So if you can solve for package delivery and really help both the resident and the operators, I think that's a big trend that will continue to push forward, especially into next year. Based on that, from a technology standpoint, if you can solve for package delivery, then it opens up new services and the ability to amenitize those services. So I think that's another trend we'll see moving forward. And then finally, anytime you start to implement more technology into the space, you want to make sure that you're looking at it from a cyber perspective as well. So I think those three things go together and perhaps maybe a good topic for us to talk about today.
Great. Well, let's talk about package delivery. We've had different opinions on the show of, and really kind of in the last, it seems like in the last 5 years, and I can remember a news story that first kind of broke the issue when it was around the holidays and all these packages were being delivered, and one of the large management companies decided they were going to change their policy about package delivery, and that caused a lot of conversation about it. But since then, there has been a lot of technology and a lot of different people getting into that that space to try and solve that problem. Talk a little bit about what you see as the issue, and then what are some of the solutions.
Well, I think you touched the point, right? So what we're seeing from an e-commerce perspective is package delivery is not slowing down. And, I even relate this to my own personal life, right? My wife, my kids, even I, we tend to order quite a bit. And we're starting to see, 1 to 3 to 5 packages a week show up at our house, right? Well, 1 to 5 packages a week at my house is not too bad. You spread that across 200 units or 400 units or whatever your property looks like, it's a lot of packages to be dealing with, right? What does the infrastructure look like? Do you use a package delivery room? How do you secure and make sure that the right people are getting into the room at the right time and grabbing the right package? On the flip side, we've seen lockers come into the space. Lockers are great for temporary solutions and various ways to kind of implement it as a holistic solution. But we've even seen studies that say, if a resident knows a package is in the locker, then, it's secure. Maybe there's no motivation to go get it right away. And now you've made that locker ineffective. The other part about lockers that are a little bit more challenging are lockers are not really set up for every type of size of package, whether it has to be refrigerated. So lockers are a good solution in certain circumstances, but they are challenging in other circumstances. And then a lot of questions we get, especially around new construction, is, okay, how big do I make my package room? Well, we also know in this space that every square foot you dedicate to one space, for example, like a package room, is square footage taken away from another space. Maybe that you have to make your gym a little bit smaller. Maybe living spaces become a little bit smaller. And then what do you do for the buildings that are already built, right? So we're starting to see, at least via some of the customers that we're talking to around design and implementation, a real desire to solve this by getting all the way, not only through the common area, but delivering all the way to the resident unit. And four critical parties are all advocating at least a movement to go make this align, right? So the resident just wants to be able to receive whatever it is that they've ordered. The operators, the property managers, want to be able to make sure that their labor is not getting tied up in delivering packages themselves or babysitting packages. The delivery people, the logistics guys, just want to be able to deliver that package in the most cost-effective and timely manner. And obviously for the e-commerce guys, they don't want to work through the problems that are their number one pain points, which is undelivered package, theft, or return packages. So you have four parties really coming together, looking at what does this look like in an ideal state. And there seems to be a lot of movement and gravity towards, if we can solve this and get the packages all the way to the resident unit, it may reduce that burden on the package room, if not eliminated over time.
You know, and really, I think it's important to state the fact that this was not an issue, you know, 5-10 years ago. I mean, in the multifamily industry.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, there were packages, but because of the e-commerce situations, you said all the big places where people can order and get packages now with e-commerce, it has become a situation where I believe, you know, you mentioned what the pain point is for the management company or the operator of the multifamily property. The two pain points that I've heard them talk about is, number one, the time it takes for them to deal with all the packages for their staff when they could be doing other things more productive, like leasing the property. The second pain point is the liability issue of and having to deal with residents when it doesn't meet their expectation, the package can't be found or it was damaged, who's to blame, you know, all of that. They're involved in the handling of it. So yeah, a solution like that is something that I think would be very beneficial for the industry. What are some of the solutions that you're seeing out there and that you're working on?
Well, I know that from that perspective, the biggest challenge is twofold, right? You need the ability to gain access to the building if mm-hmm. you're going to deliver, you know, inside the building. And then ultimately, if you're going to make package delivery to the unit a reality, then you need to also gain access to the unit. That is, you know, from a technology standpoint, that's actually something that can be solved today. But you have to do it with a couple players in mind, right? One, you have to do it with, you know, the adoption of, will a resident actually allow someone into their unit? You know, if you look at Amazon, what they've done in the single family side, they basically guarantee that when they deliver a package, they're not going to enter the home, right? They just basically push the package through the threshold and into the house, right? So you have to gain some confidence around that. Obviously, I think there's going to be some early adopters as this moves into the apartment space, you know, that generation that says, oh, I'm very comfortable with this, especially when you look at it from a technology solution. Maybe there's additional cameras in your foyer or whatever it may be. But you need to be able to gain access to the overall building, and then you need to be able to gain access to the resident unit. You also have to have alignment with the property manager. So I think when you start to look at good design, design's going to include working with the property management company to understand what that logistics looks like on your property, right? I think one of the things that you can't solve from a pure technology perspective, but you do need to solve from good design and protocol perspective, is what does that mean to have logistics companies and package deliverers on your property moving in a space where you want to have some control? So I think when you look at that from an ecosystem of partners that we are working with to go solve this, we're looking at those that are designing those controls so that a property manager feels very comfortable with who's on property, when they're on property, and how they gain access to various parts of the property.
We've got about another minute left before we have to go to a break, but I want to ask you the question from a logistics standpoint. When you're trying to tackle this solution, it's not just we're going to give access. I mean, you've got all the different entities that make deliveries. You got UPS, you got Amazon with their own delivery system. You've got FedEx, you've got all these different people that can deliver packages. How do you get everybody on board? How do you corral them to be able to work within that system?
Yeah, I think that's where first steps are actually happening today, right? So there are opportunities out there where we know we are working with various different providers to go solve what that looks like. I do believe that over time, the ability to connect those dots and string together a larger solution is going to happen because the technology in the space is moving in one unified direction. But those things are things that are still being worked out. I think we'll see some early adoption happen here in the very near future. And as we come through those, best practices will come out of that. And I think it's the industry's responsibility to help move this forward along with various providers like ourselves and our peers to understand how do we make this not only a reality to help solve for this problem, but also then how do we make sure that everything is being balanced between both that very critical security aspect as well as that convenience aspect.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back after this short break. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Multifamily properties' water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call EconServe today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's EconServe at 713-662-3220.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of top multifamily trends for 2020. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is Robert Galdon, Director of Technology Alliances in Multifamily with Allegion. And before we get back in the conversation, I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topic, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Robert, I wanted to follow up on our conversation in the first segment. We were talking about package delivery and the technology that exists. And one of the things that that I know, for instance, in the city of Houston, there are over 600,000 existing apartment units online currently, and they're building more and more. And a lot of this, the new technology is probably easier to, and maybe it's not easier, but I would think it would be easier to be able to design into a new property. But what about the older properties? What do they have to look forward to when it comes to being able to adopt technology to help them with this issue?
No, that's a great point as well. And we know that, you know, with the existing opportunities out there to go solve this problem, that the aftermarket, right, those existing buildings today, there's 10-20-fold the opportunity to go solve these problems. So most of these properties today may have a basic access control system in around the perimeter, and maybe they don't. But the advent of wireless locks and wireless access control, for that matter, make retrofit into these properties much, much more affordable and a lot easier than they were in the past. Mm-hmm. So if you have the ability to go deploy a wireless system, obviously that reduces your overall cost from an infrastructure standpoint. From there, it's then incumbent upon building, ecosystems of partners, right? Because I don't believe one partner solves all of this. So the access control companies that we're working with, or that, the locking companies are working with, are looking at how do we pull these different solutions together and make that a reality, not only for new construction, but for the aftermarket as well. So we're very highly involved with looking at those partner solutions, looking at it from a logistics company perspective, looking at it from an ecosystem of access control companies that allow us to pull a unified solution together to go solve this and make that a reality, not only for new construction, but obviously for the aftermarket as well.
Yeah, and everything today seems to revolve around being able to have wireless information delivered one way or the other. We had a guest on the show with a large multifamily management company based out of Atlanta that they're on kind of the cutting edge, and you may be working with them, but he was talking about the fact that now they are making HVAC, air conditioning units, that if they have an issue or they need maintenance, it will send an alert wirelessly to the maintenance team, and the maintenance team knows they've got to go take care of something. That seems like where everything's going now. Has that been your experience?
The wireless infrastructure just makes things a lot easier and to communicate, not only from a service perspective, but from a deployment perspective. So, yeah, I think from a locking perspective, when we look at this, two of the most critical things when you start to talk about wireless infrastructure is the ability to maintain battery power, and then, the ability to communicate with that lock in real time. And so the industry is moving towards different solutions that enable that. But yeah, if you can take advantage of, then this starts to get more into IoT. If you could take advantage of sensors alerting you of issues or alerting you of a condition or even giving you data, you can start to run your property a lot smarter, like that HVAC system, like what we can understand around locks. And in many cases, you may be able to solve a problem before it actually happens, and or maybe solve a problem without physically having to deploy someone there, right? So that, from a operations perspective and a cost perspective, saves a lot of money and obviously starts to introduce the efficiencies of why we're really moving down these pathways.
Yeah, and there's got to be an ROI to get these large companies interested in, as far as the large apartment management companies interested in making that type of investment. They've got to be able to see an ROI. And I guess that's part of what Allegion does, and what you do is to help them discover what that ROI could be.
Yeah, we're looking at the ability to solve for problems, right, and thus create some efficiencies for the operators that really create that ROI opportunity, right? So if you have the ability to solve package delivery, and now you've freed up your labor to go concentrate on other things, maybe that's the resident experience or other areas within your business, then we think that's a huge benefit. Obviously, we're also looking at the ability to look at the resident experience, because we know that's extremely important to these operators, right? The ability to lease up your building, the ability to retain a resident for a year longer or 2 years longer within your portfolio, mm-hmm. obviously come back to that ROI. And we also think that, when you start to look at things like package delivery, then you have the ability to create a new experience. And at the end of the day, if you can solve for package delivery, then a package no longer has to be a box. Package could be groceries. Mm-hmm. A package could be dry cleaning services, could be dog walker services. It could be a number of other, quote unquote, new amenities that are based on a resident experience that can help you attract, lease up, and retain those residents, which we also believe falls back down to that ROI and NOI line for the operators.
Yeah, no, that's huge. I mean, the fact that you can offer these types of amenities that an owner can offer these types of amenities to them, to their residents. It's and resident retention is huge. I mean, that's the cost we've had plenty of guests on our show that have talked about the cost of turning an apartment and why you don't want to do that if you can possibly avoid it. You want to keep your residents happy and engaged and wanting to stay there. Tell us a little bit about some of the amenities that you see coming down the pike that, that could use this technology and this process that we've been discussing.
Yeah, as we spoke about, right, if you can solve for the ability to gain access both securely and conveniently to the building and even down to the resident unit, then you've created a new class of services, and these services can be the next generation amenities, right? We all know that most properties today are competing over the same amenity sets, right? They may have gyms, they may have stainless steel appliances or granite countertops. They're looking for that next edge. And if you can start to create this environment where you have experience-based amenities, right? Things that people are really looking for to either make their life a little bit more convenient or allow them to spend a little bit more time working, you know, at their work or areas of where they're looking to play. We see this ability to attract that next generation resident that wants to work, live, and thrive in one area and wants all these conveniences that may look more like concierge-level services. I think technology allows you to solve for that, right? So as we talked about a little bit earlier, you can create any type of amenity when you start to look at the service application layer. So solving for dog walking services, you know, if I'm working long hours, knowing that, you know, my pet is taken care of and that someone has access to take my dog for a walk or to take care of my pet, right? Dry cleaning services, food delivery services, you name it, and the sky starts to open up, right? We've seen various companies that are looking at the ability to provide, for example, gym instruction or instructor-led gym courses inside those gyms within the facility, right? So I want to offer yoga classes by a professional yoga instructor. That yoga instructor still needs to be able to gain access into the building, needs to be gain access into the gym and set up those schedules in which then they can share not only that experience with the operator and a revenue stream, but also share that experience with those residents and making that gym amenity even more valuable back to the owner and operator. So a lot of different ways you can start moving forward once you start to think about the convenience side of this kind of convenience and security spectrum that access control is really moving to the forefront to go solve for in multifamily.
Yeah, and I can even see it, you know, spreading into things like housekeeping, where you had a housekeeper that needed to come by. I mean, it seems like
absolutely maintenance calls, right? The ability to within one application. So, if you will, you know, a property manager can have an app, whether that app is their own app or whether it's a white labeled app. But that one app ends up being the central focus point of your brand and your experience back down to the resident. From there, the resident can pay their rent. They can also, you know, say, hey, I've got a leaky faucet, and put in a maintenance call. That app will have opt-in services, right? Do I want dog walker services? Do I want package delivery down to the resident unit? I think those things are not only new conveniences and there are opportunities to make that the next generation service amenities, but those are also revenue streams or possible revenue streams for the operators to, you know, add to their bottom line as well as we mentioned a little bit earlier, offer these type of concierge-level services to attract their next generation of residents and hopefully retain them within their portfolio.
We've got about 30 seconds before we have to take a break, but just gut feeling, what do you believe time frame-wise the industry is looking at before these types of solutions are readily available?
I'm starting to see quite a bit of movement and consolidation amongst various partners that we're talking to. So we may see things as early within the next 3 to 6 months. And I think in the next 12 months, I think you're going to see a number of solutions that are deployed out there. And they're going to come from all different areas. They're going to come from, you know, industry titans that are working together, and they're going to come from startups. I think the most important thing is understanding how those things work together as you adopt them into your portfolio.
Yeah, and I guess the thing the advice to give or the thing that I would want our listeners to think about is there's going to be a boat leaving. You need to be on that boat. You need to be an early adopter from the standpoint of finding out how this type of technology can help help you on your portfolio and on your properties. Whether or not you're able to adapt it today, you certainly should find out more about it. But we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of top multifamily trends for 2020. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is Robert Galdon, Director of Technology Alliances for Multifamily with Allegion. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S., Rasa Floors, the professional flooring advisor specializing in make-ready replacement flooring for the multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, you know, Robert, we were talking in the last segment a little bit about when all this technology and these solutions were available. And I know you had some comments before that we talked about during the break that you didn't get a chance to talk about as far as finding people to help you. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Sure. I mean, as I make my rounds and talk to various owners and developers in the space, right? That's probably their number one question is, where is this all going, and how do I make this work together, right? So my advice generally there is understand, you know, who in the space kind of understands this vision, can articulate where the industry is going, and who's playing in an ecosystem that enables these problems to be solved. I don't believe it ends up being a, you know, one solution fits all, and you've got one provider that can take care of things. So I do see, or I would at least look at partners that are seeking partnerships, right? Those companies that are partnering together and really bringing to life, you know, those best practices and those best in class solutions. And that's where, you know, at least from my standpoint, when I start to talk to various providers, want to make sure that they're looking at that. I think the other side of this, though, is also understanding as you deploy more of this technology, as you start to really consolidate this into, you know, one ecosystem for your solution and what you want to go solve for, you have to look at the other side and understand that, you know, as more technology gets deployed, as more sensors arrive on your campus or, you know, in your operating space, that you have to take a look at it from a cyber perspective and make sure you're aligning with partners as well that understand what that impact is, because that's going to be, I think, that third growing trend in this space around what do you do from a cyber perspective in ensuring that your systems are safe and that the security side of this equation is also not forgotten.
And that's a big issue. As a matter of fact, we recently did a show on cybersecurity with one of our sponsors who specializes in that. That's a big concern people have now with the fact that everything is online and the accessibility that can be had if someone had intentions that were not favorable or honorable. Where do you see that as far as some of the things that you've talked with your clients about? What are their concerns? What are some of the solutions as far as getting someone involved?
Yeah, I think from that perspective, you have to understand who you're partnering with, right? Trusted brands and names in the space that understand both sides of that equation. I've always looked at security and convenience as a pendulum, right? If you think about security in areas where you need really high security environments, maybe a nuclear facility, there's not a lot of convenience there, right? Or if you think about pre-9/11, and airport security was fairly convenient. You can walk right up to a gate. Post-9/11, that pendulum swung way over to the security side, and things became a lot more, you know, inconvenient from that perspective. Over time, you know, we as a society were looking for more convenient solutions, so they created PreCheck and other ways to kind of speed you through security, and things started swinging back on that pendulum back towards the convenience side. I always think of that as a balance between where do you want to be from a security perspective and how much convenience do you want to put into play. What's interesting about this space in particular is technology has really allowed us to shrink that gap on that pendulum between security and convenience. But I think one of the number one things that we generally get asked is, all right, from a cyber perspective, as we deploy these solutions, what does that mean? And so I think you're going to want to look for providers that, you know, stand behind their product, whether that's from a physical perspective or from a cyber perspective. But you're also going to want to make sure that as you look at how these systems interact together, what does it mean from a cyber perspective that the entire solution also is protected? And so working with your providers and understanding what that looks like, having that conversation is my number one piece of advice back to my clients when we start to talk about those things.
Do you see with, I guess, some of the people that are out there that are really kind of the pioneers of wanting to adopt this type of thing, is there a need to have somebody, for instance, dedicated on a team, a new position created to be able to handle and deal with these things? Or is it something that's folded into underneath the umbrella of people who are already there? It seems like that it's such a new type of thing that maybe there's some additional expertise that a typical company may not have.
Yeah, I'm seeing a bit of mix of both, right? I'm seeing in some companies committees, right, where they try to pull together various people from within their organization that have various pieces of expertise, and they look at the trend or they look at the solution and try to figure out from each perspective what it means. I've also seen some frustration in that standpoint, or, you know, committees can stall. And so then I've also seen coming out of those committees, someone gets appointed to really lead this and understand what that means. It depends on, you know, obviously how big your operations are, how big your company is. But we are seeing a little bit of both. And I think our job, both as, you know, lock manufacturers in this industry, as well as partners within this industry, is helping educate the right people to make those decisions and really talk about all aspects of it. It's not just how does the lock operate and what are the feature sets of that lock. It's not just how does the software operate and what are the feature sets of that software, but how does this all kind of glue together? And what do those puzzle pieces look like? What are the essential aspects that we need to understand? And then how do we implement this solution? And then finally, how do we service this solution for the long run? If you have partners that can articulate those things, then I think you're on a good pathway, whether you're working within a committee or whether you're working within you know, a single point of decision making.
And are you finding that a lot of the companies, since it's so new and something that that they haven't really had a lot of experience with, they're interested in doing a pilot as like a proof of concept so that they can possibly then look to roll it out amongst other properties?
Yeah, I definitely see a desire to say, hey, listen, can we test this in an environment that feels right to us, right? Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, I wouldn't imagine someone with a very large portfolio picking their largest properties and biting off, you know, a holistic technology solution on their single most largest property, right? So yes, I think pilots are becoming part of the norm, understanding what that impact is. Obviously, if you're building a new building, it's a little bit easier to go pilot in that new environment because you're both, you know, have the advantage of new construction and being able to deploy that technology, but you also have the ability with brand new buildings to kind of set the tone and the tempo moving forward with your new residents kind of moving into that space. But absolutely, I do recommend doing pilots. I do recommend trying this in smaller portfolios as you move forward to try to solve these things, because everyone's going to learn coming out of that. And then how do you apply that to your larger portfolio from a risk perspective as well as from an implementation perspective becomes a lot easier when you've tried that first implementation, when you've tried that pilot.
And is there a typical size that you think, if someone said, hey, I've got a portfolio of all different size properties, I want to do a pilot on something like this, what would your recommendation be of a range of number of units that you think could give a good real world example of what the technology could do that's not too small to be good enough or not too big?
I think that really depends on both your portfolio, what your properties look like, and what you feel like you can handle from an implementation standpoint, right? I think there are so many variables from that perspective that understanding what it is you're implementing. Are you implementing a full technology stack and we're going to make this an entire smart building application? Are you implementing just package delivery? Are you implementing additional feature sets like smart apartment or things along those lines? I think you need to be able to gauge that against, again, the properties that you have the ability to go pilot this in. Is it new construction? Is it aftermarket? Will you gain adoption amongst your existing residents? Will you be able to lease up and attract residents with these things? So there may not be an ideal solution there from a what does it look like from a size perspective, but I think those are considerations that you would want to work through with, you know, your technology providers to understand how they can go implement, what does it look like from an adoption perspective, and ideally within my portfolio, I think this looks like, you know, it's that just right solution size for us to go try this out. Those things have to be considered. So unfortunately, I'm not sure there's an ideal size other than, you know, the largest one probably is not the ideal one that you want to go try on first.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters after this short break. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
We are back with our final segment of Multifamily Matters, and today we are discussing the topic of top multifamily trends for 2020. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is Robert Galdon, Director of Technology Alliances for Multifamily with Legion. You know, Robert, we were talking a little bit during the break about, you had mentioned in an earlier segment about getting the buy-in of residents when you want to put a program like this in place. And, you know, I can imagine that it would be a chore, to put it lightly, to get all the residents to sign on at one time. But you don't think that that's the way it would work out. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, you know, these programs, whether you're talking about package delivery or various other services, I believe these are going to be opt-in type programs, right? I just don't see right off the bat that you're going to have 100% utilization in your first coming months or even your first year of implementing these additional services. I always think there's that core group of users that are early technology adopters, and they'll want these conveniences and they'll see it right away. So call it a 20% target rate initially that says, yeah, you know what, I trust technology. I love the aspect and I love these conveniences, and they're going to be your early adopters. From there, I think things start to spread. Right. When those residents are gathered together in various areas and talking to each other, whether they meet in the gym or tell their buddy about it, I think those start to evangelize the opportunity for those additional next set of adopters saying, hey, you know what? Sounds like, you know, Robert really likes this solution, and it's really saved him a lot of, you know, time and effort around, you know, picking up his packages, or the fact that he's taken advantage of this service or that service. And so you'll see that kind of next wave of adoption. Do I anticipate 100% adoption rate in, you know, for example, for in resident unit package delivery in a building? Probably not. That's why I think there's always going to be, you know, an additional room for package delivery rooms and some other solutions. But I do see that once you get that initial core wave of early adopters evangelizing the next set, you will see something that looks closer to, you know, maybe 60%, 70% adoption rate. And that's where I think things will start to really gravitate forward. When you think about it, though, you know, a lot of this is being enabled not only because of the reduced costs in sensors and technology, but this mobile economy, as we kind of tie it all together, you know, the mobile economy is really making all of this move forward. If you think about what you use your phone today for me personally, it's a number of things, right? In addition to being my phone and my calendar and how I respond to, you know, my kids when I'm on the road for video conferencing, it's my alarm clock, it's my flashlight, it's my music player. There's so many different things that your phone does today. So as we look at this and as we start to look at how this powerful device in our hands starts to tie together these different services and systems, I think that's where you're going to really gain the buy-in of that next generation of adopters, right? Millennials basically have grown up with this device in their hand, and we're seeing baby boomers that are also using it from an application perspective. And that's where I think at the end of the day, if you have an application, if you have the ability to opt in and say, yes, I do want package delivery to my unit. Yes, I want to take advantage of the dog walking services that you have vetted for this property, because I know that you guys have done the right diligence to make sure these solutions are safe and secure, but also help me solve a problem, help me maximize my time doing the things that I enjoy. I think those things are what, you know, is really fascinating and exciting about the mobile economy and taking advantage of these various technologies and pulling this all together.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things, I am a baby boomer, so I'm an old guy that you know, it's very, you know, when with my kids, they can take a phone and do all kinds of things that I couldn't even figure out how to do. But obviously, it's going to be simplified enough for someone like me, at least from an application standpoint, to be able to be involved and participate and to be able to take advantage of these services. It's got, I'm sure that's being taken in consideration as the solutions are being developed.
Well, absolutely. Even if you look at how applications have grown up over the last two or three or even 5 years, right? Things are much easier. There's much more synchronization going on in the background, so that this amazing technology is absolutely, you know, the most convenient and easiest way to move forward, right? And as we take a look at that, that's where we're purposely building various products within our own portfolio that take advantage of that mobile connection, but also take advantage of that technology and allow us to build these ecosystems to make package delivery a reality, to make these other services a reality, and really shrink that gap between security and convenience.
I want to ask you one question before we, because I want to shift at some point in the next couple of minutes to let you talk a little bit about yourself and Allegion and how folks can get in touch with you. But I wanted to ask you, do you see this technology and the solutions being part, because we've talked about it from an operational standpoint, you know, operating a property and the things that go into operating a property. What about when it comes to marketing and leasing? Is there going to be a component of this that properties can adopt for that purpose?
Well, I think you'd want to take advantage of that, right? As you look at the ability to provide these different services, you're going to definitely want to be able to market that, right? I think you want to be able to take advantage of that, because I think in this industry, from what I see, if you've got an advantage and these are marketable services and they add to that experience, and I think the resident experience is really key in this circumstance, then that's something that gives you an advantage over some of your competitors. So I think taking advantage of that is really key to, you know, key to
attracting,
you know, leveraging that. Yeah, attracting that resident, but right, leveraging that return on investment as well, right? I think that's part of the entire game. And again, if we just bring it back to the original argument, if we can satisfy the customer's need and they receive their packages securely, and we've reduced the operating costs for the operators, and we make the logistics companies happier, and we've reduced or eliminated returns for the e-commerce guys, then you've got this perfect solution that says, hey, at the end of the day, this is accretive to our business. We're making our residents' experience even better because they're getting what they want out of the e-commerce economy, and everybody in the food chain is moving forward. Those are the things that I think become game changers for these operators as they move forward in their, you know, portfolios.
And I guess one of the questions is, I know that there is technology out there, I mean, I don't know if it's part of this, but that when someone is leasing a property, the leasing experience, as far as to view the property, to take a tour of the property, is this technology, can it be utilized as a solution for that?
Absolutely. This all ties together, right? There is a desire out there in some of the conversations that I've had of being able to manage a property and to show a unit, for example, without having a property manager on staff, or making it very convenient for the resident to view a property around their schedule, not around the property owner's schedule. And so the ability to gain access again to the building, to be able to provision a virtual credential, if you will, and say, okay, Robert, you're going to be in the area around 1 o'clock, no problem. At 1 o'clock, and your inbox and your email will be a mobile credential, and you have the ability to gain access to the building, go by and see the gym, go by and see our community areas and our workplace areas, and then go on up to unit 107, the one that you're really interested in, and do a tour of that. From that aspect, you're solving two problems there. A major convenience, and we've seen studies that say that you can actually increase your lease up rate or your attraction rate by using these type of services. And then on the flip side, it allows you to run your property much more efficiently. Your property managers could be concentrating on other core elements of their business and not being tied up into that process. So absolutely, this technology from that perspective is another area where we're not only seeing, you know, a lot of use cases come out and what ifs, but we're also seeing the implementation of those services as we speak.
Well, it's a fascinating topic, and I'm sure we could go on and on, but I do want to transition and find out a little bit more, let our listeners find out a little bit more about, first of all, you. I mean, I don't know that you have an extensive background working in the multifamily industry like most people do, starting out as a leasing agent and working their way up. I think you've got more of a technical background, don't you?
Absolutely. Guilty as charged. I actually come from the commercial side of the business with a 15-plus year history in commercial security, and have worked on various properties in various applications, from airport security to mass transportation to banks to, you know, projects as large as the Freedom Tower. And so my background really came from the commercial side. I was asked a couple of years ago for Allegion to take a look at this multifamily segment because of the adoption of technology and how fast things were moving. And I came in probably like anybody else who did not come from multifamily. I came in thinking about how we traditionally solve things in commercial. What I found out is multifamily is unique upon itself, right? There is an amazing ability in this space. Although highly fragmented, there's an amazing ability to pull together various solutions, whether we're talking about security providers, whether we're talking about various other aspects from a technology realm, and pull these things together and be able to solve what is very uniquely multifamily. Yeah, I've learned very quickly, multifamily is not residential. It's not single-family residential, and it's not commercial. It's in itself an amazing space, and from there, we started to dig into, all right, what does it look like from a solution set to go solve these very unique multifamily aspects? And spent the last 24 months or so spending a lot of time in front of both developers and technology providers, listening to, you know, what their pain points were, pulling together other partners that I think can help us go solve this, and then trying to build those ecosystems so that at the end of the day, we can not only delight the operators, but also give them the ability to delight their residents.
Okay. And we got about 30 seconds left, and I want to let our listeners know that if you go to the Multifamily Matters website at multifamilyradio.com, click on the sponsors tab, it'll take you to the Allegion logo, which you can click on and go directly to a website page dedicated to multifamily. But tell anybody if they wanted to get in touch with you or someone else, is there another way to do it other than that?
I think that's the best way to start. As we start to build out some additional infrastructure, we'll be updating that to point our multifamily clients into the right direction. I think I would like to address the number one question I usually get.
Sure.
Is, all right, who's Allegion? I don't know who Allegion is. Allegion is the parent company of our number one brands, which are Schlage Lock Company, which almost everybody that we talk to then goes, oh, I get it. You guys are Schlage. Okay. So Schlage Lock Company, it's the Von Duprin exit devices. It's LCN door closers. And we manufacture a number of other fire and life safety systems. But generally, that's the number one question I get. Who's Allegion? And then we usually say, oh, you know, Schlage Lock. And then they go, oh, we get it. That's who you guys are. So come visit us on our website. And as we start to build out these technology solution sets, you'll also see these use cases on our website that are specifically pointed towards multifamily.
Well, Robert, thank you so much for being on today. We will definitely have you back on soon. We do need to go ahead and close out this episode of Multifamily Matters. You will be back next Saturday for another episode of Multifamily Matters. You're listening to Multifamily Matters today because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.